USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate will be up late as they have yet to begin debating President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. Vice President Kamala Harris broke a 50-50 deadlock in the Senate to start the debate on the COVID-19 relief measure.
A, the distribution and administration of vaccines license.
But the debate is delayed as the Senate clerks read aloud all 628 pages after Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson objected to a motion to dispense with the reading.
I feel bad for the clerks that are going to have to read it, but it's just important.
Democrats say there should be no delay in passing the relief bill, which includes $1,400 stimulus checks for most Americans. Republicans say the bill is loaded with unnecessary spending that has little to do with the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation.
Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns.
And of course, this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased. My brain fog is gone. I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
After January's deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol, recommendations have been made to update security, including a full-time quick reaction force manned 24 hours a day using military police from National Guard forces across the country. Some other recommendations include retractable fencing to secure the Capitol, more Capitol police officers, and increased intelligence training. The report came from retired General Russell Honore. In addition, Capitol Police are requesting National Guard troops remain in D.C. for another 2 months. The White House says President Biden is closely monitoring any possible threats to the Capitol.
The President personally remains deeply engaged in tracking these threats and receiving regular updates, as he does from his team, about threats, of course, but about incidents happening across the country.
That was White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki during a press briefing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. markets fell sharply after comments from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell failed to dissuade concerns over inflation and rising bond yields. The Dow Jones closed the day down 345 points. It dropped as much as 700 points just the day before. The S&P 500 was down 51 points, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 274. Investors have been closely watching the 10-year Treasury bond yield after it climbed to a record high above 1.6% in what some described as a flash spike just last week. Powell said the process of economic recovery could create some upward pressure on prices, adding that the Federal Reserve will remain patient before making policy changes to combat inflation. He also said increasing interest rates would require the economy to return to full employment and at a sustainable level of inflation above 2%, which he said he didn't expect that to happen this year. The Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources has voted to support the nomination of Congresswoman Deborah Holland as Interior Secretary to the full Senate. The panel voted 11-9 in favor of the New Mexico Democrats' nomination. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska sided with the Democrats in the vote. During Holland's confirmation hearing last week, Republicans appeared concerned about her views on fossil energy. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.